College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Epic rendition of the wake-up call where Allie, you know, admit that she reads Grant baseball trivia on their road trips.
I do. It's
awesome.
I kind of can't get over that. I can't get past it.
Yeah. It's just so awesome, but so on brand.
You can go ahead and nominate me for Wife of the Year.
Yeah.
I think it would go poorly.
I was going to say you might get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I just meant I think that trivia would go poorly for me. Like, if Amy was doing
throw
that.
Throw something out the window.
Gah! I'm just very competitive. If you guys don't know this about me, I'm competitive and I don't like being wrong.
Couldn't tell based off of your trivia performance this morning. Dylan also admitted that he was a passenger princess, which, look, and he also was taking some strays in the pub sub line. So just a lot of good conversation.
I'll give you credit here, Dylan. The fact that if your list would have been worth anything, you probably would not have gotten that much interaction.
I don't think he wants credit for that.
I mean, you did a good job of making one of the worst lists ever, and you brought the entire city of Atlanta together on how bad your list was. And that's
such a good point.
That is a very, very hard thing to do. So
yeah, that's what I do.
I give you love.
I appreciate that, and I bring people together. And look, you know, if one list, controversial list is all it takes to do that, I'm more than willing to do that.
Best way to bring people together is to give them an enemy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, I'm all good.
Also, you might need to hide because somebody might be out for you after that.
Nah, I ain't worried about it. I'm staying on business. I'll repeat my list to them in their face. We can have a conversation.
The enemy is a friend.
There you go. There you go.
I do want to get in a little bit of this Falcons conversation that we were having earlier today before we get to the life of Squid. And we talked about Jeff Ulbrich, and he visited with the media yesterday up in Flowery Branch. And there was a range of topics from Jeff Ulbrich, and he was talking about the development of James Pierce. He talked about Arthur Blank as an owner. He talked about the defense. Look, Joe Patrick asked him yesterday. I want to play this once again for you guys. Joe Patrick asked him yesterday, it's like, hey, there was a comment made earlier in the offseason about EPA and how big of a deal that is in terms of winning percentage in the NFL. You know, how have things changed for you, and do you look at EPA also the same way some offensive coaches do as a big predictor of whether or not you're going to come out with a victory?
Yeah, without a doubt. And QBR, those are the two most telling stats outside of the turnover ratio and explosives, which is such a huge shift in the way football has ever been approached. Like the best perspective I can give you, in 2015, we were the number one rush defense in the NFL for the first like 12 or 13 weeks, whatever. We ended up top five, really, really good. In 15, as a team, we didn't do as well as we would have liked. You know, and it forced me to reassess like how I approach defense, because I was classically taught in this game of you better stop the run first, you know? And it's been an evolution of myself in the last probably 10 years where do I want to stop the run? Of course I do.
So essentially what he's saying is things have changed, right? We want to be more athletic. We want to be able to defend the pass. We want to be able to play in space. It's just not the same as it used to be. And Allie was like, hey, look, do you think that this has anything to do with the way they drafted? Do you think that Jeff Ulbrich had some say in the guys they drafted? You drafted two guys back in the secondary. You drafted two pass rushers. Absolutely, I do. I think that has a lot to do with what you drafted. You did not draft a defensive tackle or a space heater. You are missing Grady Jarrett. You're missing Eddie Goldman off of last year's team. Now, you came back and signed Morgan Fox. We'll see how that goes. I still think we have weaknesses inside, but it lends itself to this Ulbrich conversation of we're focusing on the path. On the pass, I'm sorry. Fast forward, yesterday, another defense coordinator in the NFL, Anthony Weaver, was stepping in front of microphones from the Miami Dolphins, and he was kind of asked about something similar in the way that he structures his defense.
I think it's a size and speed league, right? And particularly in today's game, when a lot of defenses are playing a lot of split safety shell with smaller backers that have to eliminate space because it's such a space game, you better have the requisite girth up front to keep those guys clean.
The girth up front to have those guys clean. this is two different ways of thinking about things, I believe, coming to a head. And I got to be honest, I know you feel differently about this, Bo. I'm still very nervous about the interior of this defensive line when it comes to stopping the run this year.
Well, it's not that I feel I still love a big space eater too, but unless that big that girth up front is athletic and can move, then I'm not sure if it does you any good. Like, all right, for instance, we did this exercise earlier. We did it off the air. You want to do it again on the air?
Sure.
Why does Vita Vea work at 350 pounds?
Because he can move laterally.
Yeah, because he's fast, he's athletic.
Sure.
All those things.
Yeah.
But if you get the there's a guy named Sean, I think it was Sean Gilbert back in the day, played for the Packers.
Sure.
He was like
the B.J. Rodgers.
Yeah, well, B.J. Rodgers had a little bit of athleticism on him.
Yeah, he did, but he was a nose guard. He was a Casey Hammer.
But if those guys can't move, then they don't work.
Right,
it doesn't work. Like, you have to have big guys, big strong guys that can hold their own, and also, like you said earlier, be what a guy that can penetrate the B gap or a guy that fills that A gap or whatever. Sure. So I think there's something to be said about both of it. The most important thing for me about my second level is if they understand their job and they take on, you can say take on, I like to say eat it, but at the right moment, shed that block and then, you know, basically get off of the block to get the tackle. I'm saying all that is you can have all the girth you want, but if they can't move,
right,
it doesn't matter. I thought Eddie Goldman last year did a good job of being girthy and having just enough flexibility or athleticism to move.
Sure.
But the Vita Vea, why is Derrick Brown elite?
Yeah, because he can move. He's just athletic. He can do everything. He's a three-down player at defensive tackle.
Yeah. So unless they just don't grow on trees.
Sure. They're hard to find.
So either you do, I guess there's one, or they're telling you these days, there's one or two ways to do it. You find a bunch of 300, 290 to 310 guys who can move and do that, or you find the golden goose.
The Derrick Brown.
Which is Derrick Brown, which is Vita Vea. There's a lot less golden gooses, I should say.
There definitely is. They're hard to find.
And was there a golden goose in this draft?
I don't think we know the answer to that yet.
But we thought there was one.
I thought Walter Nolan could have been that guy.
That was it.
Yeah.
But he was already gone, was he not? Or did he go after
that? I think he went to 16. No, maybe I'm wrong about that. No.
I thought we drafted 16. What did we draft?
15.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think we drafted 17. Where did we draft,
You're
Dylan?
You're completely wrong. Either way, we're getting off the rails, and you got to hit a life score.
All right, but what my point is I think
15. By the way, sorry,
15. I think you have made. I think you have made a choice. Are we going to do it this way or that way? And I think there's a lot. It's a lot easier to do it the other way.
That's fair.
I really do.
Fair. If you don't have the personnel, you're saying we couldn't find them. We got
to
do it.
It's easy to say.
I just wish we'd find them.
It's the same. I know we got to go this. It's the same with the tush push. Well, just do it. If you don't like it, you do it. Well, it's a lot easier to ban it than there
good
is
point.
To find a Jalen Hurts.
That's
just like there's same way with those defensive tackles. All right, Dylan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Baron Burton's W Sauce. Go to the WSauce.com. You can find the 5-ounce bottles and use the promo code SQUID. That's SQUID, Allie. Mm. SQUID. 15% off today on your order on the WSauce.com. You can also find them at Publix. The brand new Everyday Hot Sauce is out as well. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, Allen Lager. You know, I wanted to talk about another documentary for Dale Earnhardt. And this one's out by Amazon. If you got Amazon Prime, the first two episodes are out today. There'll be two more episodes later released. It's about all things Earnhardt. I'm excited as well. Cannot wait. I think they screwed it up. I think they should have released this the I know why they're doing it. They're releasing it now because their coverage starts of NASCAR this weekend.
Yeah, starts
this weekend. And so that's why they're releasing it. To me, I always like to watch the documentary Dell, the one with Paul Newman narrated. I always watch it the week of the Daytona 500. Amy and I actually both do it. She likes it because she likes documentaries, whether they're sports or not. So I think they should have released this before Daytona. I get why they're doing it. But real quick, I got to tell this story that happened off the air. I send the teaser to Dylan. And when I send it.
When I sent it,
you need a login for it, right? I had to log in to watch it. So I asked Dylan in TalkBack, Dylan, do you have an Amazon account? Dylan, what was your response? Your exact response.
I said, yeah, you need it.
I was like, wow,
that's
okay.
Such a Dylan that response.
Is, it is. Come to find out, Dylan does not have an Amazon.
Not my own personal.
Because we were going to play. Listen to this. We were going to play a clip of the teaser, and Dylan gets in the talk back as we're playing the sounder. He goes, "Yeah, so Simone's account has two-step verification." So I can't play it
because it sent a code. I knew the login, but I didn't know it sent a code to her phone. So
Dylan was going to give me his girlfriend's Amazon Prime account if I needed to watch something. So I could have been ordering stuff on Simone's account.
Simone and I both trust you not to do that, Squidbilly.
Yeah, it's a shared
Dylan,
account.
Be less
saying.
Trusting.
It's a shared account.
You can trust me, dog.
Wow.
Don't be less trusting.
I wouldn't have done that for anybody else besides like
just
maybe all three.
Be less
or some others.
Be less. No one at this radio station. Oh, you should do that for. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that right now.
I got you.
Right so now, good. Be less trusting.
Oh man, nice work, Dylan. Attaboy. Bring the vibes up,
Mr. Congeniality over there.
I know. I love it, and we'll be painting. I'll be checking that documentary out as well.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.